start to sit down and write a little something. But I said, geez, I haven't seen my friend in such a long time. Then I said, oh, you know what? You should listen to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. And then you wouldn't miss me so much.
It's 6 o'clock, sunrise in the marsh. Song sparrows, American robins, red-winged blackbirds, nuthatches, yellowthroats, and ravens are heard in the rich tapestry of morning birdsong. You are listening to a special 24-hour Earth Day broadcast of the soundscape from Tectexan Marsh in unceded Wasanic territory on Saturna Island, British Columbia. The sounds you are hearing are synchronized to your local time. That is, they were recorded at the exact same time it is for you right now. For more information, you can visit wetlandproject.com. We invite you to add your voice to the conversation by sending a little tweet of your own to @wetlandproject. This is Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM.
Good morning. This is Margo, your host for Energy and Music, which is airing from 4 to 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'll check your weather listings in your area for your weather updates. The next sequence on Adventures in Music is the Autumn Forest of North America, coming to you from CKUT 90.3 FM and CKUT.ca, the website. Thank you very much for listening. Have a good day.
morning. 6:30. The morning chorus is filled with the trills, chatter and chack of the red-winged blackbirds and the sweet call of the song sparrow. You are listening to a special 24-hour Earth Day broadcast of the soundscape from the Tektexan Marsh in unceded Wissanic territory on Saturna Island, British Columbia. The sounds you are hearing are synchronized to your local time. For more information, visit wetlandproject.com. We invite you to add your voice to the soundscape by sending a tweet to @wetlandproject. This is Vancouver Co-op Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM. If you enjoy special programming like this, consider supporting Co-op Radio's spring fundraising drive with a donation at cooparadio.org, cooparadio.org.
Soundwalk Symposium is a series of site-specific and virtual events taking place in April 2022, originating from electroacoustic studies at Concordia University and Geogeogi. This is an occasion for revitalization and attenuation to our physical surroundings, uniting walkers and listeners from all disciplines. Soundwalk artists and academics will engage in public events that foster a deeper understanding of soundwalks as a means to embodied examinations of the socio-cultural spaces that we inhabit. These activities will explore post-colonial perspectives and power dynamics that shape the perspectives of listening to our environment. The series will feature soundwalks led by local sound artists. All events are open to the public at large, and panels will be held as hybrid events set in relevant physical settings with online components. Four local soundwalks and accompanying discussion panels will occur on the first four Fridays of April, ending on International Earth Day, April 22nd. Visit www.soundwalksymposium.com for more information.
If it appears that COVID-19 symptoms like cough, fever, sore throat, and loss of taste and smell are beginning to present themselves, you can begin to self-isolate and take a rapid test at home. After getting your test results, you can learn more about proper self-isolation guidelines by visiting quebec.ca/self-isolating. This information is there to help protect you and everyone living under the same roof. All of us can make a difference, so let's keep making sure all of us are safe. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Thank you. CKUT 90.3 FM, Montreal.
Bonjour et bienvenue à Point de vue. Boris Chassagne qui vous accompagne pour cette prochaine demi-heure. Au sommaire aujourd'hui, musique, humour, littérature et pétrole, l'Association historique francophone de Victoria retrace le parcours de 13 femmes qui ont marqué l'histoire du Grand Victoria.
On s'est dit, on va trouver 12 femmes dans notre histoire francophone, 100 ans, qui ont ou qui auraient pu laisser leur trace dans l'histoire.
L'humoriste québécois Louis T. était récemment de passage à Yellowknife, le temps d'un numéro livré en chair et en os devant public exotique, n'est-ce pas? Thomas Etier l'accueillit à sa sortie de scène.
Je vois, là, je perçois qu'il y a une volonté d'avoir une vie culturelle, d'avoir quelque chose que tu n'as pas toujours dans les mines du nord du Québec où les gens viennent faire un chiffre de trois semaines puis qu'ils repartent après, puis là, c'est juste ça. Non, ici, il y a une vie de communauté, c'est ça qui est particulier aussi.
La culture n'est pas un luxe. Une commission scolaire de la Nouvelle-Écosse mise sur la culture pour nourrir l'imaginaire et l'identité d'élèves du secondaire. L'artiste canado-haïtien Wesley refait ses classes.
Je veux raconter mon histoire aux élèves. Je défends beaucoup la créolité et la francophonie à travers le Canada. Avant tout, il faut avoir son rêve et construire le chemin, surtout